HarperCollins presents A Good Time to Be a Girl by Helena Morrissey, read by Helena Morrissey. It's a good time to be a girl. In all honesty, I don't think I could have written that unequivocally before now. Of course, I've seen real progress for women over my 50-year lifetime, 30-year career in a male-dominated industry, and 25 years of motherhood, beginning with one son and now, a final tally, 9 children, 6 girls and 3 boys. It's certainly been increasingly a better time to be a girl. As you listen to my story, I hope you will see so much to celebrate about this progress that we've already made and how you can create your own opportunities for success, whatever stage you are at in life. I recognise now that I made some lucky choices along the way. By seeing what works and what doesn't, my hope is that you might leave much less to chance. But today's opportunity is so much greater than the unfinished business of the past. And that's why I've written this book now. Gender equality is a well-worn subject, but it is not one we have mastered. Despite the huge body of literature, of advice, theory, and opinion, the reality is that still only a small number of women have been making it to the top or feel they are fulfilling their potential. Many more tell me that they feel discouraged about their prospects, unfulfilled, or conflicted in their multiple roles as mothers or carers with careers. They can't see the linkage between their own reality and gender equality efforts that often seem targeted at a narrow group of white, privileged and highly educated women rather than at all women. Companies, too, are frustrated by limited progress in the numbers of senior women after many years of feeling that they are doing a lot to encourage their female and other diverse talent. Sometimes the result of all these special initiatives has, inadvertently, been to do more harm than good. Difference can seem difficult rather than desirable. And yet I am more optimistic today than ever before. I believe that we, men and women, working together, have an unprecedented opportunity to create a new, more successful, quite different approach, one that will not just create more possibilities for girls, but more choices for boys too. A bolder approach to gender equality that's not aimed merely at training a few more women in working practices that have outlived their usefulness. Those women, and even fewer ethnic minority, gay or disabled people, who have made it to the top today are the exceptions, the ones who have mostly played by the rules of the existing game. We now have the chance to reinvent the game, not at the expense of men, but by creating new ways of working and living that fit the world of today and tomorrow, not the past. I've spent years listening and engaging with both women and men who tell me very similar things about the pressures they feel to comply with norms that seem habitual rather than right for anyone or relevant in a digital...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?